From KPFK Pacifica Radio, this is Rising Up with Sonali, and I'm your host, Sonali Kolhatkar. You can watch this program on Free Speech TV and listen to it on Pacifica Radio stations and affiliates nationwide. As hospitals and health workers in the United States are overwhelmed by the COVID-19 pandemic, the inadequacies of our current healthcare system are more apparent than ever. Those who are uninsured but need treatment for the COVID-19 virus are seeing their costs covered by taxpayers. But uninsured or underinsured Americans with other ailments are still on the hook for the exorbitant costs of care. Now, Californians are pushing Governor Gavin Newsom to enact a Medicare for All system in the nation's most populous state as soon as President-elect Joe Biden takes office. The state has been one of the hardest hit in the pandemic. My guest is Betty Dumas-Toto, co-chair of Healthcare for All LA and an elected member of the LA County Democratic County Central Committee. Welcome to the program.
Thank you so much for having me today.
So first, let's talk about the fact that there is now a possibility for Medicare for All at the state-by-state level because, A, we have a Democratic president, or will very soon, and B, has picked a future Secretary of Health, Health and Human Services Secretary Javier Becerra, who, assuming he's confirmed by the Senate, has expressed support for Medicare for All in the past. Are those the two conditions, along with the fact that we also have a Democratic governor in California, that I say the third condition, that makes it possible for California to adopt a system like Medicare for All?
Absolutely. There is a pathway for states, and especially a state like California, to pass a bill and implement single payer because of these reasons. As we know, President-elect Biden has said that he wouldn't pass a Medicare for All bill. However, because of our Democratic leadership, we can get waivers in order to implement single payer Medicare for All on a state level. And Xavier Becerra has been a very strong vocal supporter of single-payer Medicare for All, and he is the person that we would actually be applying to the waivers for.
So this is a long-standing call by progressives, right? There have been efforts both nationally and statewide for Medicare for All system for decades now. What has this pandemic taught us about the need for a Medicare for All system? How does the COVID-19 crisis create a greater incentive for this movement to now really bear fruit?
The situation here is that the COVID-19 pandemic and the virus is being exacerbated by our for-profit driven healthcare system, if you want to call it that. Because the focus is on profits only, it takes away from looking at the public and the public's need for healthcare. For example, PPE situation. We were not prepared for a virus, which we all know could possibly happen at any particular time, and prepared our healthcare workers, our nurses and doctors, did not have that PPE available to them.
That's personal protective equipment, such as gloves and face masks.
Exactly. And we had 1,700 healthcare workers pass of COVID. And I'm sure many of them did not have access to the proper PPE. That is one thing. If we don't have our healthcare workers, who is going to help us as individual lay people when we succumb to this virus? There has been, I believe, around, 50,000 doctors. Practices have closed between March and June of 2020 because the for-profit driven system has driven them out of business. Those are healthcare workers and doctors that no longer see patients in the community that they served. This is this COVID virus is being driven, perpetuated and extended because we don't have a system that focuses on the healthcare of all Americans and the public.
And we know that those who contract COVID-19, because it's a pandemic that's so widespread, the government somehow, you know, even under a Republican government, decided that it would be okay for taxpayers to cover the cost of COVID-19 tests, COVID-19 treatment. It's unfortunately not something that's as well known that that's the case. Maybe they don't want to publicize it too much. But the fact that COVID-19 coverage, healthcare coverage for that specific disease can be covered by taxpayers, but all other healthcare concerns have to be in the realm of private health insurance, seems to me to also be the sort of logical flaw that can be exploited, you know, to make a case for Medicare for All.
Absolutely. We've always had the pushback of people, how are we going to pay for that? But in actuality, we can pay for it, and we have to. It's imperative that we do make a priority in our budget for public health, for the health of all Californians, for the health of the nation. The money is there. The money has, as we know, we saw this money go to some of the richest corporations and not get filtered down to the regular people. So how do we give so much money to corporations in the middle of a COVID pandemic disaster when the healthcare of the public needs to be addressed? COVID is definitely a case for a Medicare for All single payer system. We need to cover everybody in and nobody out. This is our imperative for everyone in the country.
So let's talk about what it would take for California to enact a Medicare for All system, and what would it even mean for a state to do this? You know, one of the factors that has always come in addition to the, well, how will we pay for it argument that the opponents of Medicare for All raise, it is, well, all of those people who love their private health insurance are going to hate hate the government funded healthcare plans that they now would have to be forced to accept. So how do you counter that?
That's not what a single payer Medicare for All plan is. In actuality, you will have more choice. You will have the choice of the doctors that you want to go see. Right now, we are limited to the doctors that are contracted with these insurance companies. And if you can't get into that insurance company or can't afford that insurance premium for that particular insurance, then you can't see those doctors. You won't be able to do that. It's not covered underneath your plan. Well, every doctor, every facility will be covered under a single payer Medicare for All system, period. You have choice of doctors, clinicians, that will be choice. And hey, what about this? How about the doctors compete to be the best doctors and nurses that they could be? And that's the person you want to see. That is actually competition, not health insurance companies denying care and then hiding the fact that this hospital charges this much. And it's incredibly been a diversion to say that this is a government run. It is only a government financed. Single payer Medicare for All is only government financed. You have the choice of any doctor you want to go see. And believe me, I know I have a daughter that has had a health issue, and I have had to stick with an insurance plan that I could barely afford so she could see a particular specialist year after year. I have to do that. That's incredible. We know that single payer Medicare for All will cost us less money. It has been proven in other nations all around the world.
And of course, we know that people who are losing jobs because of the pandemic are losing healthcare because healthcare is linked to jobs. I mean, even people who have jobs are losing healthcare, like my colleagues and I at KPFK, who are, you know, who are seeing our benefits being reduced because the cost is too higher. That's what we're being told. And so this is definitely, and you know, we wouldn't even be a conversation if we had Medicare for all. So what would it take? So say Joe Biden is is president January 20th. What are you prescribing between that Governor Gavin Newsom do to obtain this waiver that is required from a future Javier Becerra health secretary? What's a process that needs to happen?
The process is an application. And that is what he needs to do. He needs to apply first for the 1332 waiver that is part of the Affordable Care Act. It is written into law. And that application will allow us as in California to be able to start innovating and to set up a single payer system here in California. That is just the beginning first step. And here in California in particular, I believe because we are the fifth largest economy in the world, we have as many, about the population of Canada is basically the same. Canada rolled out their Medicare for All system, which is what they call it, Medicare for All, or Medicare they call it. They rolled it out province by province. So we can roll it out state by state. And especially with an economy like California's, we can actually lead the country. And we are asking Governor Newsom to actually lead the country by establishing a single payer healthcare system here. Now, my organization, Healthcare for All Los Angeles, a local chapter of a nonprofit organization, like you had mentioned, has been in this advocacy for 25 years. And I say, unfortunately, 25 years, because the political will is lacking here. And we have fought the good fight. And we, at this time, are urging the public to just see what's in front of them, see the virus for what is happening with the virus and the perpetuation and the extension of this virus as a public health issue in which single payer Medicare for All can address and possibly be a solution. I would say that we are starting a campaign. It's called the First 100 Days Campaign. And this campaign is to get Governor Newsom to make a demand, so to speak, or an urgent case that he apply first for those necessary state innovation waivers, the apply for the 1332 waiver that is in the law, the federal from federal health and human resources services within the first 100 days of the Biden administration, because that is how urgent the situation
is. And that's assuming that Becerra is confirmed within the first 100 days.
You know, we hope that he is confirmed, but put this in the process. Get this application happening.
Right.
There is no reason to not begin within the, in that first.
So they can even submit the application before the confirmation process is complete.
I believe so, but I wouldn't. Okay. I don't know, and I don't want to speak out of turn for that. But I believe that they can. There are certain preparations for that application that need to be done, that can be done and begun here. And possibly maybe what he could do is he can employ this commission that he set up, this Healthy California Commission of some sort. He can direct them to please prepare the application so that when Javier Becerra was chosen and he takes office, that we can immediately put this application in. So there's a lot of ways that the governor can actually work on getting this ready to be applied for.
And so that's the first step. And then the second step?
The second step is he has to lobby his state legislators. He needs to introduce a California single-payer Medicare for All bill. He needs to promote its passage within the first 100 days. Promote it. Start moving towards this. This is urgent. Take that urgency that he has seen. He has gotten on TV daily. You could see, the stress on his face. Do something for the people. The people are as stressed out as you. We're more stressed out because we have to face the public every single day in our jobs. Lay people, grocery workers, nurses, doctors, please take that urgency. The other thing is to make a public pledge to the people of California that you will sign this legislation by 2022. And that's what we are asking. Those are the three things of our first 100-day campaign. And anyone can participate with us in this, and we want everyone to help us with this. We want all of our community activists, all of our advocacy people, all of to build this movement, all of the general public to get on board with these requests. Sign our petition that we have. We have it at hcala.org. Upload your healthcare story to your social media and tag us appropriately, and we will get that onto our website. If you are in LA, join a COVID safe caravan. We are actually going to be collaborating with the MLK organization, and we will be doing caravans starting on January 18th. California Nurses Association is going to roll out on February 6th caravans to message legislators and message Governor Newsom to begin doing this work, immediately, the urgency that is involved. So that is what our campaign is. Our petition has those three demands, and we ask that people join our campaign. And the way to do that is those three points of signing the petition, uploading their healthcare story, and to, if you're in LA, get on a COVID-safe caravan. And on January 18th, and all across the state with the nurses on February 6th.
And just, Betty, here in California, where you and I are both based, I imagine that it ought not to be a very difficult thing to do in theory. We have a Democratic governor, entirely dominated Democratic state legislature. Democrats talk about putting people's needs above corporate greed. Here's a chance for them to prove it, right? I mean, but we've seen this in the past under Jerry Brown, when we had Democratic control of all branches of government in California, where the Democrats were too chicken to put forward a Medicare for All bill and pass it. We could have done it before. The only thing that's changed now is there is a different governor, and our healthcare crisis is much worse. But it seems as though the Democrats, when given the chance to do the right thing, well, many of the time simply not do it.
Yes, I know. And we do still have a supermajority of Democrats in our state legislature. The governor himself has campaigned on single payer.
But he hasn't talked about that much since he's been in office.
No, he has not. So it's up to us. It's up to the public. To build the movement, to basically pressure our legislators and pressure Governor Newsom to take action, because this COVID-19 has laid bare that we are in desperate need for a healthcare system that is focused on public health and that is less expensive. It is guaranteed. And that's what a single-payer Medicare for All system will do. We need to build that movement. So I invite everybody to join Healthcare for All Los Angeles.
Can you give out the website, Betty, for where they can find that petition?
It's at healthcareforall-la.org.
That's healthcareforall-la.org. So going back to the situation with California specifically, do you think that, yes, it's important for Gavin Newsom, who has pledged his support in the past for Medicare for All, to be the one to take this up. But of course, we all need Californians ourselves to pressure our own state legislatures, state legislative representatives to do this as well. I mean, that too can be done and ought to be, right? It shouldn't just all fall on the shoulders of the governor.
No, it shouldn't. He is the one who made the promise. He is the one who campaigned on it. So he needs to lead. That is first and foremost. He needs to lobby his legislators, and he needs to ask them to do the work of writing legislation, finding a piece of legislation, whatever they have to do to legislate for it, and get it passed through both houses. We as people and the movement, we need to call our legislators. We need to call the governor. We need to write them. We need to move them. We need to come together with the same with messages of our need for this. It's going to take a movement. We're going to have a lot of people that oppose us because there's a lot of money that will oppose us. However, with people power, we will get this done. And I believe that we will win single payer Medicare for All.
Now, if California does succeed in this effort, how does it increase incentive around the nation? California is the nation's most populous state. It often sets trends for national policies. Do you hope that this opens the door for a nationwide bill?
If we could lead by example and it could be done on a federal level, yes, that I believe that that we can do that, especially because we are so large and we have the fifth largest economy. However, if it were to go state by state, there are several states out there. I know New York had a state bill, single payer bill. I believe Washington or Oregon. I think Texas just introduced a state level single payer bill. It is catching on state by state. I think states are finding that it might be easier that way to go, especially with the atmosphere at our level, our federal level. And I think that it will be possible to move towards the federal government rolling this out as well.
Well, also, when it comes to the Biden administration, we know that it's very important to push the Democratic leadership. I know that there's been a controversy over the past several weeks around some progressive activists wanting progressives in the House to hold hostage the speakership of Nancy Pelosi until she commits to a vote on Medicare for All. Of course, that didn't pan out. None of the members, there was no sort of concerted effort by those progressives to hold that, the speakership hostage. Pelosi is now House Speaker again. And there's been some infighting on the left around this issue, right?
Yes, I've seen that happen. Personally, I think that the strategy was a good one that was suggested. I think that it could have worked. I believe that there was so much more we could have asked for. For example, HR 6906 is the Jayapal bill. That is a healthcare emergency act, basically to give all people without insurance or could not afford insurance during the pandemic, basically give them healthcare for free and some other things that were wrapped up into that bill. I would say they could have expanded on that to just include everybody. And if it was just framed in, we're going to do this during the pandemic, well, I would like to see the legislature, and if that would be passed in that way, I would like to see the legislators take it away down the line.
Well, I want to thank you so much, Betty, for joining us today, and good luck to you. We'll see how these first 100 days pan out, both at the national level and at the California level. Good luck to you.
Thank you for having me.
My guest has been Betty Dumas Toto, co-chair of Healthcare for All LA and an elected member of the LA County Democratic Central Committee. We've been discussing the push for Medicare for All in California. I'm Sonali Kolhatkar. We're online at risingupwithsonali.com, where you can sign up for our daily newsletter. Also follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at RU with Sonali.